Can you hear me?
No, you need to unmute us.
Okay, can everyone hear me, please? Yes, wonderful.
Just a second. Just maybe we move the mic closer to Joe on this occasion. Just to make that make sense.
Okay, far enough from the noisy projector. Is that, hopefully that's clear. I think I'm supposed to start with something a little bit funny. As King Henry said to his wives, I won't keep you long. It's really very hard not to keep you long. It's really very hard not to say how much I love all of you very dearly. And I cannot say this enough, but I'm also aware that we're in one prayer meeting. Thank you for all the support you've offered. Thank you for all the friendship. Thank you for all the hospitality. When I fell off the cliff, you took care of me. When I needed encouragement, you were there. When I was looking around and saying, okay, where is there hope? You were beacons of hope. Thank you very much. Stephen is right. I'm still not convinced I was the right person for the job, but for whatever reason, nobody was willing to do it. And I've been very blessed as I did it, but I want to honor the leadership in Antioch, who I probably gave a number of white hairs to, as this wasn't a very good fit. I want to honor the coordinators council. I want to honor the senior women leaders. I want to honor the formation team. I want to honor the trustees, the Koinonia trustees, but also the Antioch trustees, because I would use the word stubborn. I was, and that was not easy for you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me and working with me to help till in the Lord's vineyard. Hugh was reminding us that the Lord started the revival, and that's why we're here. And the Lord kept the revival going, but one of the ways that happened was at cost. And I want to honor everybody who's been around Antioch for a while, who kept the revival going in a different way. Revival, I'm convinced, happens in different ways. So to everybody who's been around for more than 20 years when Antioch went through a very rough patch, thank you. You really kept the Lord's work going, and going very powerfully. And I know it's been a very hard time, and I'm still learning a lot from you. So what's next? The brothers have asked me to help start a Servants of the Word House in Lebanon. Ken said a few things about the different kinds of services that I'll be doing there. But I'd really would like to ask for your prayers. Prayers for myself, prayers for John Keating and Paul, and then prayers for the situation in Lebanon. It's a very rough situation in Lebanon. We have two communities there, but economically, politically, relationally, everything is very, very tough at the moment. Please come and visit. We've not even been allowed to have a Christian side hug for the last 12 months. I want to see all of you. You mean a lot to me. And I'm really upset that I can't see you. So please come and visit. We'll try to do whatever we can on Zoom and different things like that. And then we'd love to have you in Lebanon. And thank you, brothers and sisters. You'll be dearly missed. And I think I can quote Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
Well, we're going to take just a couple of minutes here to pray over Joe. So, Joe, you just stay seated where you are, and Ken, Don, maybe you can come up. We can't have everybody, and all the rest of you, if we could just pray a prayer of blessing on Joe. He's got quite a journey, literally a journey to get to Lebanon, which is not a simple journey, but let's just ask the Lord's grace. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Let's ask that the Lord might pour out more of his Holy Spirit on Joe at this time. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Come,
Lord.
Pray out. Pray out. Holy Spirit. And if anybody'd like to come off mute to pray a prayer, just do that at any point here. We won't take that long. Father, we just ask your blessing.
Oh, dear Lord, we send Joe on his way from us with our prayers and your blessing. We just ask you to anoint him, anoint his service there, and just that he can be a bringer of peace and light into everything that he does there, and that he takes Antioch with him, that he takes us with him, and everything he's learned and grown in his time here in Antioch, dear Lord. And we just thank you for Joe and the servant that he is.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, we pray that you give Joe very good friends nearby him that he can trust and easily relate to about his work and about his life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Father, we do pray that you would give Joe safe passage back to Lebanon. We pray that you would protect him in health of mind and body. Lord, we do pray that you would allow him to experience fruitfulness immediately in light of the various challenges that he will experience when he hits the ground. Lord, we pray that you would give him wisdom for each of those challenges, that you would give him understanding as he helps to establish the household there. We pray that you would unite his heart to that of John Keating and Paul Kaduni. We pray that you would make them one man for the work that you desire to do within them and through them.
Amen.
Bless him, O Lord.
Bless him.
Hallelujah.
But I believe the Lord wants to say to you, I am with you, Joe. I want you to go in great confidence, knowing that my strength is with you, knowing that my power is upon you, knowing that my spirit has been given to you to do my work, to advance my kingdom. Do not look at your weakness, your littleness, but look at me, my power, my greatness, because I am faithful and you have been faithful to me, and I will be with you in all your undertakings, in all your service, in all that I call you to do. Go with great confidence. Go forward in my strength and my power. My blessing is with you, my son.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the love and honor and graciousness and kindness with which Joe has been among us, that has touched us individually so deeply. We just thank you for the gift he's been. And we pray that your spirit would give a legacy from his service to us of that same hospitality and joy and care and kindness, Lord. And we also pray, Lord, that we know in your word it says those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And we pray that you deeply refresh Joe at this time. Even with the suddenness of his going, he would have a deep peace, and that you would hold him in your peace and your love as you reunite him with his family and the brothers and sisters there, and knowing that he goes with our blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I really ask you to bless Joe richly. Lord, be with him, have gone before him, Lord, so that when he arrives back in the Lebanon, you can tell him what he needs to do, where he needs to go, and where he needs to be, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for Joe, for all the gifts you have given him. I thank you what everybody has said for his hospitality, the way he honors people, the way he looks after people, the way he goes, just the way he is, Lord. Just praise you and thank you that I had the privilege to know him and to have worked with him, Lord. I just praise you and thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. And bless Joe richly. Amen.
Amen.
Joe, I believe the Lord wants rest for you. I believe he's sending you early to give you a short time of rest before the mission begins. Come, Lord Jesus, give Joe rest.
Father, I want to thank you for this man who has continually said yes to you, yes to your calling to be in your kingdom, yes to the calling to be part of the servants of the word, yes to working for Koinonia, for the formation team, and yes now for going on this new journey. And Father, I want to thank you too for his family, who in their turn, many years ago, were one of the first ones to say yes to your call to start community, to work in your vineyard. And I pray that you would just bless him richly, that you would bring this refreshment, that you would give him this strength, and that you would continue to use him. And we know that he will be a tremendous blessing back in Beirut. Be with him, Lord, and thank you that he has been with us for so many years. May your hand of blessing continue to rest on him. Amen.
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 And Lord, we thank you for this man. We thank you and ask that you'd send him out safely, that he might be an even greater blessing to those he serves in the years ahead that he's been to us. Amen.
Amen.
Great brothers and sisters, we're going to just conclude.